It's great to have Peter, our youth and community worker, to come and read to us and to bring us the address this evening. Peter.
Evening, everyone. Take me a wee second to get myself set up here. It's great to be here at the GB enrollment. I had the pleasure of being here at the BB one this morning. We are going to look at the Bible in a second. You'll be glad to know that. But I've got a question that I want to ask beforehand. If you haven't noticed, I like beginning with a bit of a question. So my question to you tonight is, who is your role model? All of us have role models in our lives, people we look up to, people we would love to be or aspire to be. And so I wonder, who are your role models? Girls, who are the role models in your life? Normally when we think of role models or people we look up to, we either think of family members or something like that, or sometimes we think of celebrities. And so I've got a few famous people on the screen. Alistair, don't worry, you're not one of them tonight. But I've got a few people on the screen that I'd love to bring up. And I know we're in church, okay, but it's okay to make a bit of noise in church. So if this is someone that you see as a role model or could potentially be a role model or someone you like, I want you to give them a bit of a cheer. Is that okay? Can we do a bit of a cheer? So let's try this. Picture somebody that's a role model in your life or someone that you would love to be, because on the screen, what do you do? Hey, great. Great. Let's try that again. Someone that you would love to be comes on the screen. What do you do? That's better. So naturally, if someone comes on the screen and you don't think they would be a good model or you wouldn't like them to be on the screen, you give them a boo, okay? So if someone comes on the screen, you don't like them, boo. Okay, this would be quite interesting to see. So first potential role model, Kardashians. Boo. No cheers there. No cheers. All the men are like, never cheering for them. The Kardashians, the most famous people for being not famous. Nobody knows why these people are famous. But for so many people, especially for so many girls, they've somehow become role models. Let me see who else we've got. Taylor Swift. No one? Girls? Any Taylor Swift fans? A few? If you're like, yeah, no, yes, don't really want to put my hand up. Let's see who else we've got. Oh, the Queen. Woo, yes. You have to say that we're singing the national anthem at the end. So I must say this is not her most flattering picture. But so many people just love the Queen. She's a real role model in their life. They would aspire to be her. I wonder if you've ever aspired to be a role model so much that you've began to like dress like them, talk like them, be like them. Anybody ever done that before? I swear nobody puts their hand up. Nobody wants to own up to that. Well, my granny loves the Queen. My granny just thinks the Queen is amazing. Anytime she's on TV, she's watching her, the Queen's speech. It is an out-and-out sin if you forget to record it on Christmas Day for my granny to watch it. She loves the Queen so much so that she came to our wedding. If the next picture will come up, she came to our wedding as the Queen. There we go. My granny loves the Queen. She's actually 90 in the next couple of days, believe it or not. Yes. So the Queen got a good cheer. What about this next person? Kate Middleton? Not really Kate Middleton anymore. Yes? Any boos? No? No? Again, someone that so many people look up to, real role model in people's lives. Now, I know it's GB, but I thought I would throw a few others in. We had Ronaldo up this morning, and so Messi? Ronaldo? No Ronaldo fans either? Okay. Last one, Rory McIlroy. Yeah, a few. This is exactly how I look when I come off a golf course. So it doesn't go very good. We all have kind of like role models. And the big question is, who is your role model? I wonder who are the role models in your life. The people that you aspire to be, the person that you look up to. But for some of you, it's maybe not a person. It's maybe not a celebrity. For you, it's maybe someone in school. Maybe it's a group of people in school that you would love to be, or a group of people at work that you would love to fit in with, that you would love to be noticed by. And so maybe you're someone that's found yourself changing how you act, maybe changing how you dress, changing what music you listen to, basically changing who you are, being like my granny and dressing like them, wanting to be them so much. I wonder if you've ever found yourself in that. And before you know it, you find that you've fallen in to the pressure to conform. The pressure to conform into the person that you look up to, the person that is your role model. You want to conform to the way and the things that everybody else is doing because you so want to fit in. The pressure to conform to being the person that everybody else says you should be. See, one of the things, girls, that the world is great at is telling you who you should be. Everywhere you look on like social media or on TV, adverts, magazines, whatever it might be, everywhere you look, you're being told who you should be. The world is great at telling you who you should be, how you should dress, where you should go, what music you should listen to, what you should listen to on TV. And for so many of us, we fall into that pressure, fall into that trap of wanting to conform to that, wanting to do what everybody else is doing. But you know what the problem is with that? So often, you fall short. The goalposts always move. You buy the latest clothes, and all of a sudden, the latest fashion has changed. You listen to the latest music, you buy the latest, well, you don't really buy CDs anymore, you download the latest song, and all of a sudden, that's not the end song anymore. The goalposts always move. You never quite seem to fit in. You never quite seem to achieve the standards or become the person that the world says you should be. You always fall a wee bit short. You're always playing catch up. You always find yourself feeling like you're never quite good enough. And I wonder if you've ever felt like that. I wonder if you've ever felt like that, or maybe you feel like that tonight. I wonder if for you girls, or anybody that uses these things, I wonder if at times, if you don't get so many followers as somebody else on Instagram, you feel like you're not good enough. If you don't get so many likes on that picture that you posted on Facebook, you begin to think that there was something wrong with you or the picture, and so you begin to change all of that. You begin to change who you are in order to be the person the world says you should be. You find yourself trying to follow and fit in with the crowd, with the world, listening to what the world says about you. But what if we stopped listening to what the world says about us? What if we stopped trying to please the world and trying to fit in with the world and instead listen to who God says we are? What if we stopped trying to conform and follow the patterns of the world but instead decided that we were going to follow God? Do the things that God says we should do. Be the person God says we should be and who He created us to be. Turn with me to Romans chapter 12. I'm going to read just the first three verses, fairly famous verses. Romans 12, verse 1-3 says this. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. We'll finish there. Verse 12. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Do not conform. God is saying, look, don't listen to what the world is telling you. The world will tell you lie after lie. It will tell you need to be anything but yourself. Don't listen to what the world is telling you. Do not conform. What if instead of following it and just girls trying to fit in with the crowd and doing what the world is doing, and when I say that I mean doing what everybody in school is doing what your friends are doing those things that you know aren't the things that God wants you to do. What if instead of doing that and conforming to that, just following the crowd, listening to what the world says about you, what if you listened to what God says about you? What if you followed the things that God wants you to do? Because after all, your GB motto is seek, serve, and follow Christ. And so what if we apply that in our lives? But Peter, why is it better for me to follow what God says instead of following the world? Why is it better for me to listen to who he says I am and who he made me to be rather than what the world says? Because it's really hard not to in school. It's really hard not to in work. So why should I listen to who God says I am? Well, you see, with the world, like I said, you never seem to find yourself quite good enough. The world is great at kind of putting this pressure on you and just pulling you down and making you feel like you're not good enough. You always seem to fall short of truly being accepted. You find yourself having to try and try again, having to do X, Y, and Z in order to be loved and accepted by the world. You maybe at times find yourself feeling like you have to just be a better version of yourself. You have to be anybody other than you. We see with God, you just need to be you. With God, he says, I want you to come as you are. With God, it's not about you having to do X, Y, and Z. It's not about you having to try and try again in order to be loved by him, in order to be accepted by him. Because of Jesus, you already are loved and you already are accepted. And all you have to do is seek, serve, and follow him. All you have to do is put your trust in him and say, God, look, I'm sorry for the things that I've done wrong, but I want to change. I want you to change and transform my mindset from thinking that I need to fit in with the world to thinking that I need to please the world and everybody else. God, change that. Reshape me into thinking and knowing the truth that all I need to do is follow you. And I will always be loved and always be accepted. You see, it's not about what we can do. It's all about what Jesus did. When Jesus came, and like we sang in that last song, when he came from heaven to earth, and he died on the cross, and he paid the price for everything that every single one of us in this church have ever done wrong, he opened the door for us to experience the love that God has for us, and to be accepted back into relationship with him. We looked this morning about how each of us were made to be in relationship and friendship with God. Jesus opened the door for us to come back into that relationship, to come back into that friendship. And all we have to do is not do X, Y, and Z. All we have to do is trust him. All we have to do is seek, serve, and follow him. God has accepted us. God is simply saying, look, I love you. There's a great verse in Romans 5:8. It says this, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even though we make mistakes and every single one of us get things wrong. None of us, if I ask, put your hand up if you're perfect, would do that. We have all made mistakes, all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all got it wrong, and yet God says to us, I still love you. In fact, I love you enough to send my precious son to die just to show you how precious you are to me. The world might say you're not good enough. To God, you're precious. To God, because of Jesus, when you accept him, when you say sorry, when you follow him, you are good enough. Because he's made you good enough. God says you don't need to change who you are. God doesn't say you need to dress a different way in order for me to love you and accept you. You don't need to listen to certain music. You don't need to be a certain person. See, on the outside, God's not just concerned about outside. He looks deeper. He looks at the heart and who you really are. And he just wants you to give your heart to him. Allow him to shape who you are. Shape you into the person he's always made you to be. God says, I'll make you good enough. He simply says, I love you. He loves you not because of who the world says you are, but because of who he says you are. But why would he love us? Why would he care for us if we make all these mistakes? We looked this morning about how God, we looked this morning about how we should put God at the center of our life and he should be the center of our life plan. And when we're planning our life, we should just plan it about following God and the things that he wants us to do. And we looked at two reasons why it's good to do that. One, because he is God. He's the creator of all things and he is always in control. And so it's a good idea to trust God with every aspect of your life. But the second reason we looked at was God created all things and how we are part of that creation. But we are the most significant part of that creation. You go way back to Genesis and when God created Adam and Eve, everything else that he created, he spoke into existence. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He spoke and it happened. That is how big, awesome, amazing God he is. But see, when it came to us, he stopped. He said, let us make man in our image. Let us make man. We're not just going to speak him, we're going to form man. And so he formed each and every one of us. That makes each and every one of us different to all of creation. That makes each and every one of you girls precious to God. So much so that, and we looked at this morning, when we've made mistakes and we've been separated to God, from God. That wasn't good enough for him, and that's why he sent Jesus. So Jesus could open the door for us to come back into friendship, relationship with God. God simply loves you. If there's anything you take away from tonight, walk out these doors, playing over and over in your head, allowing it over and over to sink deep in your heart that you are loved by God. Always have been, always will be. You're precious to God. Don't let the world tell you any different. Don't listen to the lie of the world that you need to be a certain person in order to be good enough. To God, you are good enough. To God, you can be accepted because of Jesus. You can be forgiven because of Jesus. Jesus has made you good enough. God loves you. Why? Because he created you. That's why he paid the price to have you back in friendship with him. You're valuable to God. I want to show you something. Does anybody have a phone on them? Anybody? Anybody? Super Aaron, do you mind if I borrow this? No. I should have said yes. She asked if I wanted to code to her phone. She could have said yes. Aaron's phone. Do you mind if I just stamp my foot a couple of times on your phone? Is that okay? I guess this isn't one of these things like this morning where it's like, it turns out okay. Are you sure? You don't mind if I smash your phone? Is that okay? No? Why not? Because you need it. It's your phone, isn't it? You paid a price for it. Or maybe Stephen did, I don't know. But it's your phone. You'll get that back, don't worry. It's your phone. You own it. You don't want it to be broken. You care for it. You paid a price for it. It's valuable to you. We, when we're found in Christ, belong to God. He paid a price for us. He created us. We are valuable to him. And so he cares for us. Erin wanted in that moment what was best for her phone. She didn't want her phone to be broken. And so for us, what is best for us is to follow God. What is best for us is to listen to who God says we are. To realize that we are loved and accepted and valuable to him. It's better to listen to him than listen to the world, because the world will always leave you broken. The world will leave you to be trampled on. Whereas with God, you're not. Today, more than ever, there's pressures for us to conform. You girls don't know it with social media and TV and all of that stuff. It is always putting pressure on you to conform, to become the person who the world says you should be. And it's hard. It is hard not to conform and not to fall into that trap of conforming, because maybe you're someone that has maybe found yourself kind of putting your foot in both camps. You want to please God and you want to follow God, but at the same time, you still have this foot in the camp of the world, wanting to do what the world tells you to do, wanting to fit in with everything that your friends are doing, that people in school are doing, that all those things that you know God wouldn't want you to do. And you find yourself having a foot in both camps. You're worried about what people are going to think of you if you just solely decided, I'm going to follow Jesus. I want to encourage you, don't listen to the world. The question that each of us have got to ask ourselves is, whose opinion matters most? Is it the opinion of the world? It tries to shape you into who it wants you to be. The world that is always telling you you're not good enough, always telling you you need to conform. Does its opinion matter, or does God's opinion matter? The one who says he sent Jesus to make you good enough. The one who says, I'll shape you into the person who I've made you to be out of love. There's a great verse in Galatians. A verse that I learned when I was a teenager. And it's a verse that's really stuck with me ever since. It's a real challenge to us who are Christians here tonight. It says this, if we can get it up on the screen. It says, obviously I'm not trying to win the approval of people, of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. The question that we need to ask ourselves, especially as Christians, is who are we trying to please the most? Who are we trying to please? Are we trying to have a foot in both camps and trying to please God and trying to please the world and trying to please people? This verse is challenging because it clearly tells us you can't do that. Having a foot in both camps doesn't work because you're going to be torn one way, you're going to be torn the other way. We either seek to please God or we seek to please the world. We either listen to God or we listen to the world. But tonight I want to encourage you that it is far better to listen to God. It's better to seek and serve and follow God, not the world. Girls, tonight I want to encourage you, don't listen to what the world says. Don't just try to conform to the patterns of this world. Don't listen to the lies that you're not good enough, not beautiful enough, not smart enough, that you have to be a certain person, dress a certain way, listen to a certain music in order to be loved and accepted. No, listen to God when he says, I already love you. I sent Jesus to die for everything that you've done wrong so that you could be accepted. And all you need to do is seek, serve, and follow me. So this evening, I want to encourage you, don't allow the world to shape you. Don't allow the world to shape you and determine who you should be. Allow God to shape you. Allow him to shape you to change and transform your mind. Allow him to shape you into the person he made you to be. And know that he will always do it out of love. Seek, serve, and follow him, not the world. Because the world is always going to disappoint somewhere down the line. But when you seek, serve, and follow God, he never, ever will.